strategic ally of the Zionist regime in Western Asia, gendarme and hireling of the US in Western Asia. These were the most shameful titles that the Pahlavi regime had gained for Iran. These titles revealed the total dependence of the Shah on the USA, and they have reduced Iran to a pawn for reaching the purposes of the global Zionism. Approval of capitulation in 1965 by the Iranian government, which granted judicial immunity to the Americans who lived in Iran, well revealed the extreme servility and dependence of Iran on the US, as well as its lack of independence. Even if an American dock attacked and killed an Iranian person, the Iranians had no right to protest. The political system of Iran before the Islamic Revolution was hereditarily a monarchy, and the people of Iran had no role to play in appointing the monarch. Dependence on foreigners was one of the features of Reza Shah and his son Mohammad Reza Shah's government. On the matter of dependence of Reza Shah on the UK, suffice it to say what Churchill and Roosevelt confessed during a conference in Tehran was, "We brought him, we took him." They had left no dignity for Iran and the Iranians. They had distorted every aspect of the country. In 1979, thanks to the leadership of an endeavoring scholar, namely Imam Khomeini, the dictator or hireling of the US was forced to escape.
این انقلاب در دنیای اسلام و دنیای عرب امیدها رو زنده کرد. دنیای عرب و دنیای اسلام به طور کلی در اون وقتی که انقلاب ما پیروز شد در یک حال رکود و سکوت و نومیدی به سر می برد. صهیونیستا کار خودشون رو پیش برده بودن، همه رو ترسونده بودن. هیچ کس گمان نمی کرد، هیچ ملتی گمان نمی کرد که امیدی برای او باز باشد. ناگهان این دروازه عظیم فرج گشوده شد، ملت ها امید پیدا کردن.
Political independence and the change of government from a monarchy to a republic were not the only achievements of the 1979 revolution. The achievements in the area of healthcare. Increasing the number of medical doctors from 15,000 to over 111,000 and an astonishing rise in the number of female medical doctors. Changing Iran to the health tourism hub of its region that receives patients suffering from refractory diseases from other countries. Winning first place in manufacturing medications of Western Asia, producing 97% of the needed medications and exporting medications including biotechnology medications. Creating 17,000 health centers that offer free service to mothers and babies. Reducing infant death from 81 out of every 1,000 in 1979 to 13 out of 1,000 in 2015. Increasing life expectancy from 55 in 1979 to 74 in 2013. Becoming one of the leading countries for kidney transplantation and eye disease treatment. Military achievements. Making various arms and military equipment, including a supersonic stealth aircraft, trainer and fighter jets. Self-sufficiency in producing modern unmanned aerial vehicles and helicopters. Repairing various types of aircraft and helicopters, fifth world ranking. Advancing in ballistic missile production. Making submarines, repairing various types of frigate and destroyer, tank and armored vehicle, and many more indigenous defense industries. scientific achievements. Mastering nuclear fuel production cycle and ranking among the top 5 countries in the world, getting into the World Space Club and building indigenous satellite and satellite launchers, reaching 7th world ranking in satellite launcher and 12th in satellite building, 7th world ranking in nanotechnology, mastering stem cell technology, increase in the number of university students from 175,000 before the revolution to more than 4,200,000 after the revolution. Some other countries are surprised how a government and a country cannot be afraid of the dominant powers and does not comprise with the major powers. Today, thanks be to God, this example exists in the world.